you get one. So, hey, man. It's been a week.
It has. A very slow week.
Slow pop culture week. Yeah. A couple big things, actually, we can probably talk quite a bit about.
Well, the first thing on everybody's mind.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it? AlienCon. I mean.
Wait. Is that this weekend?
No. The whole Storm Area 51.
Yeah. That whole thing
happened over the weekend, over the last weekend. I think we talked about it because it was the same day we were filming that happened. So
I haven't seen much out of that, though.
No. I mean, there was like thousands of people that showed up to that little alien inn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the closest civilization to...
to Area 51. And there was like 100 people outside of the gate of Area 51.
Probably about a million cops and military.
Of course. Yeah, so about a million cops. Not even cops. It was just, I think it was...
Men in Black?
Yeah. Much of... That's why nobody remembers it.
Yeah. Well, they must have got in and stole something because of this right here. They must use some kind of mind control device and got Sony to finally let go of...
They didn't let go.
That tight grip they had. Well, they loosened their grip.
Yeah. So apparently, I guess Sony and Disney are working with the third installment or third film of Spider-Man.
Tom Holland.
Because Tom Holland's still contractually obligated to do one more film.
Yeah. So
anyway,
they're going to co-produce the third film.
Yeah.
And then they're going to allow him one or two more appearances, not movies based on him in MCU.
Yeah.
So Sony actually brought Disney to their knees on this one.
Yeah.
That you don't see that often. Mark that in your books. Disney buckled.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's two gigantic corporations fighting each other. And
don't forget, Sony's pretty big.
Yes, I mean, that's about as big as you can get for a tech company.
They make some small gaming platform.
Yeah, but the Play Radin something, I don't know. But it's also Disney. Disney pretty much, you know, kind of stuck their eye in. Stuck their thumb in Sony's eye, and Sony didn't like it, and he's like, fine, we just won't do it.
Yeah, you know what? Hey,
you can't pressure me. We have a solid.
I'm taking my marbles and going home.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do people play marbles anymore?
No, I don't even think people know what marbles are.
Maybe virtual marbles.
So I'm guessing you lost your marbles.
Is there an app you can play called Marbles?
I would imagine. So yeah, I think Sony. Sony was like, fine, but I this is also what I read, is this is going to be the most expensive Spider-Man movie ever.
The co-produced one,
because they said, fine, if you're going to split half the production cost,
we're going to be the kick-ass Spider-Man it's movie for be, half price.
Exactly, you know, and so I rumored $250 million is the budget for this movie.
It's going to probably be a lot of CGI. Spider-Man, they barely scratched the surface of his villains.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, we haven't seen the Goblin yet. We haven't seen Doc Ock.
So, well, apparently the Green Goblin is supposed to be in the next one.
Maybe they're going to bring in the Sinister Six, because then you'll get Rhino, the real Rhino, not...
Paul Giamatti?
Paul Giamatti in some painter stilts with a little bit of armor around him.
Oh, my God.
Don't get me wrong. I love Paul Giamatti. He's a great actor.
But not as Rhino.
Dude, he's not Rhino.
No.
Even if you put him in an armored suit, he's not.
Don't get me wrong. That armor's a little cool. It was like out of nowhere, though.
Where are you guys going with this?
Yeah.
Come on, Sony.
Well, it is what it is. Yeah. Well, let's see. I mean, I'm all for it because it's not like I'm making any of this money. So, you know, if they want to spend $250 million to make one movie, so, you know. But if they don't put in Green Goblin, I think they missed out a chance.
He's the
And if they don't use, what's his name?
The classic Goblin.
Oh, God, what's his name?
The actor?
William Dafoe? William Dafoe. Willem. Willem Dafoe was the best Green Goblin ever.
It's not William. I think it's Willem.
Willem Dafoe.
Dude, he doesn't even need a mask. He's just...
It's so great.
He's a scary dude.
I heard he was actually one of the persons in running for the Joker movie.
I can see him as Joker, too. He's just got that villainous face.
Yeah. It's good when you have a villainous face in Hollywood.
Even when he plays a good guy, you look at him and go, no, he's going to turn on him. He's going to turn bad.
When's the last time he played a good guy?
John Wick. He was kind of good.
Boondock Saints. He was a detective, but he wasn't
any of those
good.
John Clancy movies he was in.
Yeah,
he
played, I guess he wasn't
one
bad.
Of the good guys. John, was it John Clark he played? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Willem Dafoe made to be a bad guy.
Good bad guy. I like you as a bad guy.
So yeah, hopefully they'll bring in a bunch of those classic Spider-Man villains instead of him being a sidekick or fighting the same villain every movie.
Yeah, I mean, I really like how they portrayed. Oh God, no, it's the one that just came out.
Tom Holland. Oh, from Far From Home.
Yeah.
How they portrayed who?
The villain.
Mysterio.
Mysterio. Yeah.
And I like that twist on it.
I like that twist on it. I'm good with that. Yeah.
I love Jake Gyllenhaal.
I kind of want to see people cosplay as the. Not as Mysterio, but as the gray suit with all the
with all the stuff
with all
on
the
it.
Crap on it. Yeah, I would love to see that.
I'm waiting to see my first Night Monkey costume.
You know I'm pretty sure there's already out there.
Yeah, you know it's coming.
Yeah. So another Sony thing, Madam Web movie.
Yeah, another Spider-Man related thing. They must have rights to Spider-Man and
the whole Spider universe.
Yeah, because Madam Web is part of the Spider-Man universe. She's I don't know what I think about a movie of her. It's going to be kind of like...
is it going to be like animated or like...
Minority Report. No, it's supposedly going to be live action. She is kind of a precog. That's her ability. She's handicapped.
Yeah.
And she can't walk. She's blind. But she can see the future and kind of divine things. And I just don't know that I would watch a whole movie with just...
That's not that fair to say because people also didn't think that Guardians of the Galaxy is like, who are these people?
Yeah, I guess that maybe
what is Groot? You know,
maybe they'll jazz her up and bring in some other characters.
Yeah. Some
I just don't know if I
want
to. That'd be just like watching Minority Report over again, in my mind.
But, yeah, I mean, Minority Report came out like 20 years ago. So.
Yeah, it was a good movie too. Maybe I'm wrong. So, yeah, Madam Web, look her up. She's another mutant, Spider-Man related. Sony's pushing this one out.
So. Well, I mean, the rise of comic book movie characters, especially after Endgame, they're trying to milk that cow as much as anything that Marvel has. I mean, what movie that they're going to bring out that there's like nobody knows who these people are.
That was Guardians of the Galaxy.
But there's another one coming out, same thing.
There was New Warriors. Titans. New Mutants, I think, was another one.
There's so many right now. So
yeah, I think they're trying to do that whole Guardians of the Galaxy thing again where they bring in obscure characters and make them mainstream.
But they have to make it funny. They have to have a good comedic twist to them because if it's all like serious, then it's like,
that's Marvel's recipe though. Yeah. The little humor, little action, good CGI.
But it works.
Yeah, and
I mean,
DC, we're just going to make it dark and brooding.
Yeah,
good movie. Nobody's watching it. The box office is the problem.
Right. No, nobody wants to be that depressed when they leave. but also, when YTT redid the Thor movies.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the first couple of Thor movies were kind of stinkers. They were slow. They were slow. They were a little. They weren't as personable. But
yeah,
not
bad. But they
were
slow.
When it more became of he kind of realized his comedic
when they let him start being funny instead of just
like Ragnarok was freaking hilarious.
I loved Ragnarok. Well, he had splashes of it here and there.
Yeah.
You know when he was drinking and throws the cup.
Another one. Yeah. But it's. I think DC's got a. I mean, that's why Shazam did so well because it had a lot of comedic.
I loved Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam was such a good movie. Because you have this kid, but it's more of a comedic kind of movie. You want to be entertained, and entertaining is also laughing. And if you're laughing and having a good time, then it's hard to say that was a bad movie.
It had some good action. The CGI was good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, there was nothing like Batman versus Superman or Superman, Man of Steel, or you know, those were all like
even
really
Justice serious. League. They pulled in a little more comedy.
Yeah, with the Flash, you know, he had a couple good, but I mean, it was a lot of yeah, but it wasn't. You have to. There's a lot of action, but you have to kind of balance it, because if it's just all action, you might as well see Rambo Last Blood.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Yeah, because Rambo Last Blood, I heard, tanked at the box office.
It's just an excuse for him to kill 50 people.
I'm telling you,
in an hour
it was.
And a half.
It was like I said. I told you, I'm a huge Rambo fan, and I, you know, it's gone to the point where this is the first non-political Rambo.
It's Rambo the cash grab.
Yeah, it's you know, like, he's in his 70s, and it's a whole thing with the Rambo Last Blood. But yeah, it's I heard that was a pretty bad movie.
And still on the Spider-Man thing.
Yeah. Black Cat, Spider-Man by...
And Black Cat Annual number one, they're supposed to get married.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me.
Yeah. Sure. Black Cat supposedly is also dating around. Like in the episode right before this, she was dating Johnny from Fantastic Four. So I don't
Chris
know.
Evans?
Yeah, she was dating Chris Evans. Or Michael B. Jordan, depending on which Fantastic Four you watch.
Exactly.
The good one. Wait a minute, which one's that? So they're going to get married. Black Cat, Spider-Man, they've been a thing around for a while.
And who is Black Cat?
Felicia Hardy.
Felicia Hardy, yeah.
She, I don't, well, in the beginning she didn't have superpowers. Now she kind of does, so.
You hang out with the wrong people, you'll get infected with those superpowers.
Damn it. Where are they? Because I want to hang out
exactly.
with them.
Exactly. It's like cooties, you know.
I've been getting bit by all kinds of spiders.
Exactly.
It's just not doing anything.
He just has strokes every now and then now.
Imagine you get bit by a radioactive dog.
Exactly. You become a... You'd be Barf from Spaceballs. And for the kids who don't know Spaceballs are...
Yeah. Google Barf Spaceballs.
We'll put a picture right here, if we have the...
So, yeah, they're getting married. MJ's out of the picture.
Didn't she die?
Yes and no, whatever universe. But she's around now. Last I saw, she was with Tony Stark. She's never been one of my favorite characters. And J.J., I guess it can't be spoilers now. It's been a couple weeks. And the J.J. Abrams Spider-Man, that's who gets killed.
Mm-hmm.
Cadaverous puts his
in the last movie, not with Tom Hardy, didn't Mary Jane die? Like he didn't catch her.
Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy. That's right. Because Gwen Stacy became in a different universe.
She's Spider Gwen in a different universe. Yeah,
Spider Gwen. Yeah.
Yeah, Gwen Stacy was always like his first love. That the Goblin dropped off the bridge.
Yeah, he couldn't save her enough time.
He caught her, but the force of her stopping snapped her neck.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're getting married, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, well.
I wasn't invited to the wedding.
How dare they? I think... Wait. Hold on. I'm reading this. Yeah. Is this true? Didn't we just talk about this last week?
We did. Yes, we did.
Like, a new show coming out about Ghost Rider.
Hulu.
On Hulu.
It's supposed to be a series.
That Ghost Rider that was on S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Uh-huh.
And the one
Diego
with the car?
Luna, I think it was.
I didn't care for.
The Hell Charger.
You're saying it got canceled? Already?
I just read this morning. Yeah. Oh, guess what? It's canceled. But damn it, Hulu. You guys put some garbage out there. Why don't you give this one a shot?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for... what was that one that we reviewed the entire season?
Doom Patrol?
No, not Doom Patrol. On Hulu. It was... a lot of male nudity, time travel.
We reviewed one of those?
Yeah.
Altered Carbon?
No. The young kid from...
The comedy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I can't think of the name right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll figure it out later and put it
I'm waiting for that one to come back. Yeah.
The third season?
Yeah.
With the wolf?
Oh, I can't wait. Good way to really stress. We're kind of getting off the rails.
Need some stress.
So apparently that one got canceled. Did they give a reason why? Or there was just not enough interest?
Just like anything else, they probably didn't get the sponsorship they wanted out of it.
Yeah.
You know, these big corporations probably didn't pay to... You'd think Dodge would have... Jumped on that big time. He drives a Hell Charger.
Maybe they did, but maybe that was the only one.
Maybe
they
were the only one. Everybody was like, "Yeah, no."
Yeah, now it's like the Ghostbusters one or the Ghost Rider one.
Maybe the charcoal people could have got in on it. I'm lighting the fire.
Oh, I got you. Yes. Yeah. Sponsored by Kingsford.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We are not sponsored by Kingsford.
I don't know that that's what it is, but typically when something gets canceled is because it's not making enough money for them.
But it is Hulu. So, technically, if you pay for the – if you pay extra – I think it's like $12 a month. You can watch them
without commercial.
Without commercial.
But aren't there commercials between episodes that you watch?
Nope.
I didn't pay for Hulu, so I don't know.
I know. Wait, aren't you stealing it off mine?
I haven't watched anything on Hulu in a long time.
I paid like $1 a month. They had that special last year in November.
I still
like,
got to get my Disney Plus.
I signed up for my Disney Plus.
I keep looking at it. I'm like, I got to remember to
do that. But now it's like only $6.99 because I was stupid and didn't get the 3-year advance for $140. And people were spending like $3 a month now. But I heard some. So, you know, this might be the whole Disney thing about there might be cooking the books on their parks.
Making it seem better or worse?
Making it seem that they're doing better than they actually are. So now they're
I see a lot of pictures of Galaxy's Edge, and I don't see a lot of lines.
Yeah, well, I heard that Galaxy's Edge was kind of a bust because, look, if you've been to Galaxy's Edge, I haven't yet, but I want to go. What do you think about Star Wars, right? What do you think? You think Han Solo, Chewbacca,
the original trilogy is the first. That's what I grew up with.
Exactly, original trilogies. Even the new trilogies, right? Even if the prequels, right?
Kylo,
No, what they did is they made a whole subsection, which actually I collect the comics from here. From Galaxy's Edge, and it's a different story altogether. So a person going in there, a big Star Wars fan like I am, I wouldn't actually know the story unless I read up about it and stuff like that, which is, you know, fine because, you know, with EU and stuff like that, people do read up on stuff like that. But there's no really characters that you'll recognize. Not like if you go to a 501st event, you'll know these characters, like Darth Vader and stuff like that.
Introducing you to these characters at the park and expecting you to connect with them immediately.
But the problem is that there's no characters around. There's not even an R2-D2.
They don't have any dressed characters walking around the park.
They do have some dressed characters, but these characters are from the new storyline. There are some stormtroopers.
Yeah, I think they missed the boat on that one.
Yeah, there are some stormtroopers. I think I saw a Chewbacca, but it might not have been Chewbacca. It might have just been like a Wookiee that ran with
Wookiee.
A generic Wookiee. But it looked like Chewbacca. But still. So you'll see like these people dressed up in like vests and stuff like that, and they're like, "Oh, follow me to the resistance." And it's like, "I don't even know who the hell you are.
I wanted to get a soda."
Yeah.
Does the resistance have Coke?
Yeah. So it's just, I think they really missed the mark on that one. I think what people, you know, it all comes back down to nostalgia. People want to see Han Solo and Princess Leia and stuff like that walking around because they want to take pictures with it. But if you're just walking around just to look at the Millennium Falcon, which is cool, don't get me wrong, I still want to see it. I still want to ride the ride. Apparently what they're doing is so they're cooking the books kind of, as in what they're doing is, say for example, you get one of those prepaid Disney cards.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is they're double dipping. They're saying, and this is of course speculation, Disney don't sue me. So somebody would pay $100 prepaid card because you get like 10% off if you prepay. And then, so what they'll do is they take, say, okay, now we got $100 for the card. Okay. And then they spend that card in the parks.
And they're counted again.
And you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow. Yeah. That's a... Well, they got to show something to the stockholders, so the stockholders don't.
But the thing is, a stockholder. So now this firm is actually suing Disney to open up their books in the name of the stockholders.
Ooh.
So yeah, and now right now they are actually pushing really hard. So if you what kind of advertising we have on here beforehand, but if you've been watching any kind of YouTube lately, you'll actually been seeing some Galaxy's Edge commercials. They are ramping up the Galaxy's Edge, which is, but you have to also understand that you can't keep on raising prices. You raise prices twice in 1 year, and then expect, and then like Galaxy's Edge is still not finished. They still have two more rides to put in.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm not going until next August anyway. So.
Yeah, I hope they have it sorted out by then, because the pictures I've seen from people's Facebooks, it looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong.
It looks like they're having fun, but like I said, I don't see a crowd of people behind them in their selfies.
Yeah.
They never say, oh, I had to wait 3 hours in line.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so, like they said, average time of wait in line is about an hour, hour and 15.
Right.
For a Disney line, that's like nothing.
I remember at Disney, if you don't have the Fast Pass or a VIP,
yeah,
you're there. You can stay there all day and maybe ride two rides.
Yep.
You spend the rest of that time in line.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's I still want to go, and if it's hopefully it's going to be busier next year.
You want to skip over to this one?
Yeah.
Have you seen the new trailer yet?
I have. El Camino. It literally, it's from the trailer from the last day
of Breaking Bad.
Of Breaking Bad to the next day is when he, because you have to understand. Look, spoilers on Breaking Bad. It's 6 years ago. Go watch it. If not, pause this. Skip over to the last part, because I think we'll be talking about this. So Walter White dies at the end, but he also kills like 9 people with a machine gun out of his trunk attached to a garage door.
Awesome
car.
Scene. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jesse escapes in a El Camino. So police are looking for him. And then he goes to Skinny Pete's house.
Yeah, because if you haven't watched Breaking Bad yet, the drug cartel had kidnapped Jesse and was
making him
a slave, basically.
Pretty much, meth. Yeah.
Because he knew the recipe for the blue meth that Walter made.
Yep.
And, Jesse was in bad shape.
Yeah.
Beat up. I think, was he chained? I can't remember, but he was a slave. He couldn't get away.
Yeah, I think they chained his ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Walter came and kind of...
Yeah, rescued him.
Kind of rescued him, yeah, and he, like you said,
I don't think Walter White got killed with bullets. I think he just died.
It makes it a little ambiguous at the end, so
I know that he did pass away because the cancer was kind of taking over him.
He did have the cancer too.
Yeah, the cancer.
He caught the cancer.
So it's gonna be a good movie. I think there's a lot of back and forth, okay, in the timelines in the commercial. So if they're going to do a lot of back and forth, I think they might do Walter White as a flashback.
Yeah, you'll probably get a lot of flashback scenes. So you'll probably see a lot of the old.
But it's only characters. It's a. But here's the thing: it's a Netflix exclusive movie. So
right.
You're not going to be able to see this on AMC or anything. Because Netflix bought the rights to play it. Yeah, they didn't buy the rights for Breaking Bad. They just bought the rights to play it. And then they said, hey, we want to make a movie since we own the rights to play it out right now. Yeah, that's going to be pretty interesting to kind of see.
It looks really good.
I'm kind of excited for it. But
Jesse Pinkman was one of my favorite characters on there.
Yeah, Magnets, bitch.
He was only supposed to be in that one episode.
Yeah.
But he tested so well with the audiences.
Everybody has that one friend.
Yeah, I guess that's true. He is that friend.
He is that friend. He's like, oh, God, this guy. Yeah, that's going to be kind of excited. I'm pretty excited. I think it's coming out October 8th?
I think so.
Something like that. Yeah.
Well, you know you see Stinky Pete.
Yeah, Stinky Pete. You also see Skinny Pete.
Oh, Skinny Pete. But he stinks too, though.
You see Badger. You hear everybody was speculating. It was like a Wild West scene at the end. Not really Wild West, but like it might be the guy who disappears.
The DEA agent guy.
Yeah.
Dean. I can't remember his real name. Hagland or
something like that. So yeah, there's a lot of reprise, and so that's why I guess that's why Better Call Saul skipped a season, because they went from season 4 or season 3 and they skipped a year. So we're waiting for season 4 to come out.
Yeah, well, even the guy who plays Saul, Bob Odenkirk,
yeah.
He even said, we skipped that season because we're making the movie. I thought you guys knew. And everybody's like, no. So maybe Saul's going to be in it. And Mike.
I would imagine.
Mike's another one of my favorite characters.
Mike can't be in it.
Why not?
Well, he got killed.
But if it's a flashback.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, yeah, let me phrase. Yeah, if it, yeah, not like in the.
Yeah,
the
no, actual, not as a recurring thing, but recurring as a flashback. Thing, yeah.
Because I mean, if you want to see Mike, just watch Better Call Saul, because he's a recurring character in Better Call Saul.
Yeah, and that's another great series.
Oh, it's such a good. That's what I said. I've been waiting for it to come back on.
What channel is it on? Is it FX?
No, it's AMC.
Is it AMC also?
Yeah, it's still Breaking Bad, so it's still the same universe. Let's see what else came out this week. Well, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia came back out this week, so I'm happy about that.
I've watched like the first season of that.
You need to get past the first couple seasons until they go in widescreen. It's
until Danny DeVito gets his.
Well,
spot.
The Danny DeVito comes in the last episode of the first season.
Oh, does he?
Yep.
Then maybe I haven't seen the whole first season.
You just have to. It's like. Taking your medicine, man. Just have to get through it.
Don't give me the. It's not been bad. It's just been kind of
not your kind of thing.
It's just been kind of a slow.
It gets so much better. It's so
the humor
it's so
is kind of hit or miss a lot of times. And
it's so good.
I think my favorite is when they were selling. They turned the bar into an underage hangout.
It's so good. It's
what are they like 12, 13 seasons now?
Yeah, nine seasons. Was it 14? No, I think it's only 9 seasons because I know they were saying that it's a thing you should really watch it because it's funny but it's a kind of stupid kind of funny. This ain't no Breaking Bad, okay? There ain't no thinking in this one. This is just stupid comedy.
It's just laugh without thinking. At least that's what I've seen in the first season.
Pretty much. But I think that's it. We kind of spanned a lot on this week, even though we didn't have a lot to go with. But what do you guys think? Comment down below. And while you're down there, give us that like button. Hit that subscribe. And while you're doing that subscribing thing, right next to that little bell icon. It's so loud every time. It'd be greatly appreciated. We're on our way to 10 million subs soon.
Every day we get closer.
Every day.
Every day we're shopping.
But just go ahead and subscribe so you, too, know what's going on this week. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We'll see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.